to episode 16 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast brought to you by BrightFlux. I am Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we are diving deep into the realm of designing role-based access control, or RBAC, in Snowflake. Role-based access control is a crucial aspect of securing your data within Snowflake. It allows organizations to tailor access to data and resources based on roles, ensuring that the right individuals have the right level of access. Implementing RBAC effectively can be a decisive factor in your journey to achieving the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification. Firstly, let's unravel the foundations of RBAC in Snowflake. Snowflake's access control model is hierarchical, built around roles that grant privileges to databases, schemas, tables, and so on. At the top of the hierarchy is the account admin role, which has immense power, including managing users and their roles. Directly below this, the security admin role is key for managing roles and granting privileges. Moreover, roles can be granted to other roles, creating a flexible and layered approach to access control. This feature allows for a scalable and maintainable RBAC system, especially critical as your organization grows and evolves. Additionally, Snowflake supports the concept of role hierarchies, further enhancing the versatility of role assignment and privilege management. Furthermore, a profound understanding of the standard roles in Snowflake, such as sysadmin, user admin, and public, is vital. Each of these plays a specific part in the RBAC ecosystem, and knowing their capabilities and limitations is essential. Next, let's explore the process of creating and managing custom roles, a necessity for tailoring access control to your organization's unique needs. When designing custom roles, consider the principle of least privilege, ensuring roles have no more access than they need to perform their function. This principle is key in maintaining a secure and efficient RBAC system. Moreover, our journey through designing RBAC in Snowflake would be incomplete without discussing the best practices for role assignment and privilege management. Utilizing the role inheritance feature, for example, can significantly streamline access control management. Additionally, monitoring and auditing role assignments and privileges is paramount for maintaining a secure access control system. Snowflake provides comprehensive tools and features for monitoring, ensuring you can readily identify and rectify any improper access configurations. Finally, preparing for the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification Exam on RBAC entails a thorough review of Snowflake documentation and hands-on practice. Understanding how RBAC works in Snowflake, from basic principles to advanced concepts like role hierarchies and the principle of least privilege, is essential. In conclusion, designing an effective role-based access control system in Snowflake is a multifaceted process that requires a deep understanding of Snowflake's unique access control model. By following the guidelines we've discussed today and engaging with the wealth of resources available, I am confident you will excel in the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification Exam. Thank you for joining me in this in-depth session. Remember, your path to mastering Snowflake is a journey of continuous learning and practice. Until next time, this is Yakub Abdul Hakim signing off from BrightFlux.